Okay, so my name is Jonathan. I am 10 years old. Today is November 13th, 2022, and I'm speaking with Lucille Washington, who is my grandmother. I'm recording this interview in Stone Mountain, Georgia. My first question that I have for you is, who were your parents and can you tell me about them?
Well, my parents were Sylvester Shoemate Sr. and Minnie Mae Ragsdale Shoemate.
Mm-hmm.
My father, Sylvester Sr., was born June the 3rd, 1914, in Muskogee, Oklahoma, to Martha Baskin Shoemate and George Shoemate. My father was the fourth child of six children, four boys and two girls. Mm-hmm. He married my mother, Minnie Shoemate, in 1941, and they were blessed with three children, one son and two daughters. He accepted Christ at an early age. He played the piano, sang in the choir, and he attended school only through eighth grade. He had to drop out of school, get a job, and help support his family.
He worked out in the field,
picking cotton, beans, and planting vegetables. He became self-employed as a painter, and he died of lung cancer at the age of 54, September the 1st, 1968. Now, my mother, Minnie Shoemate, was born October the 23rd, 1914, in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Her parents were Alan Embry and Maggie Ragsdale Embry. My mother's the seventh child, born of 10 children, five boys, five girls. She married my father in 1941, and they were blessed with three children, one son and two daughters. She joined church at the age of 10. She accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. She served as financial secretary. She remained in good standing. She was employed as a certified nurse aide for 17 years. She retired in 1983. She volunteered 2 days a week. And on April the 25th, 2004, the church honored her as being the oldest member at her church. She was the last survivor in offspring. My mother passed away on April the 13th, 2012, at the age of 98 and a half.
So your dad had to drop out of school. I didn't know that before.
Yeah, he had to drop out of school to help support the family. We were poor, so he had to help support the family by working in the fields.
And your mom was the oldest member of the church at one point?
Yeah, she was the oldest member of the church. And when she died, she was 98 and a half. She was really 99 because she put her age back when she met my father. So she was really 99, almost 100 years old when she passed.
Oh. So my second question is, are there any traditions that have been passed down in your family?
Yes, I'll just give you a couple of traditions. One of our tradition is to cook the traditional food for Thanksgiving, turkey, dressing, gravy, macaroni, and cheese. And we usually open our gifts on Christmas Day instead of Christmas Eve. And we barbecue the 4th of July, and we have birthday parties for kids. So those are our traditions.
So those are cool. So you did the Christmas presents on Christmas Day, and you had a big feast? Yeah, that's cool. On Christmas and Thanksgiving, we make food, a lot of food, and we eat it.
Very good, Jonathan. Okay.
My next question is, that how did you and Papa meet?
Oh, okay. in 1966, Lawrence and I met at Dunbar Vocational High School. We were both business teachers at the same department. Mm-hmm. His room was right next to my room. So we had telephones on the wall. Periodically during the day, he would call me pretending that he wanted to talk to me about some information about our business classes. So no one knew that we were talking on the phone or interested in each other. After dating for 3 weeks, he gave me an engagement ring, and guess what? We were married 8 months later.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you were dating secretly and no one knew?
We were dating secretly because at that time, if a person got married and we were interested in each other, they really didn't want husband and wife to teach at the same school. And I wanted to teach at that school because I liked that school, so we kept it a secret.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
So another question I have is, can you tell me about your childhood and any stories?
Okay, let's see. I was born in Muskogee, Oklahoma, March the 23rd, 1943, and I enjoyed jumping rope, playing hopscotch, riding bicycle, playing with jacks. As a matter of fact, I was known as the Queen of Jacks, and I was baptized at an early age, and I earned money playing the piano for two churches for 4 years. So at the age of 13, I spent 4 summers in the field picking cotton, picking beans, helping my grandmother plant and pick vegetables. So I spent a lot of time studying because I wanted to receive a scholarship so I could attend college. And the studying paid off because in May 1960, I graduated from Manual Training High School. I was the number one student. They called that the valedictorian. So the Lord blessed me with the scholarship. I attended Langston University for 4 years. I received a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Education. The day after I graduated, I got on a train, came to Chicago, and I became a business education teacher at Dunbar Vocational High School, where I met my husband.
Wow, so you played jacks when you were a kid, and then you...
I played jacks when I was a kid.
Yeah, I played that game before when I come to Chicago. I play jacks.
You sure did play that. Right, you sure did play jacks.
And... So you were a business teacher at a high school?
Yes, I taught, at that time, typewriting. They call it computer now. And then shorthand. They no longer have shorthand.
Mm-hmm. So I have one more question, I think. So it is, what are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Well, the most important lesson I learned in life came after I became a breast cancer survivor. I'm a 35-year breast cancer survivor. I couldn't understand in 1987 why I was stricken with cancer. But now I understand. God had a plan for me. My mother lived to be 98.5 years old, but she became ill. She lives in Oklahoma, so God sent me down there to stay with her and take care of her for 5.5 years. He blessed me to do that, and I'm still living at the age of 79. I'll be 80 years old March the 23rd. So that was 2007 to 2012. He's still blessing me. Now, the blessing that I learned is that you have to wait on God. and be a blessing to others. When God blesses you, you pass that blessing on to other people. So I thank God every day for continuing to bless me so I can be a blessing to others. And the scripture, Acts 20:35 says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. That means you will get more blessings, you'll have more joy, you'll experience greater happiness from giving than receiving. So it is more blessed to give than to receive. So that's the blessing. And that's what I learned.
So you learned from, even though that you had cancer, you were still helping other people.
I'm still helping other people. Because some of the people that had cancer the same time that I had cancer are no longer living. Mm-hmm. They passed on. I'm doing fine. So far, I'm cancer-free. But I will continue to be a blessing to others. So remember that when the Lord blesses you, you don't hold on to that blessing. You pass it on to others.
Yeah, that's a good lesson. So,
thank you.
Those were all the questions that I had. Thank you for spending the time to do this interview.
You are quite welcome.
Okay.